It makes sense how the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah knew the location of the Beis HaMikdash when they went up there to sort of after God's Bala, because they saw the outlines of the first Beis HaMikdash that were still noticeable. However, how did they know the exact location of the Mizbeach? Rabbi Elazar said they saw Mizbeach with the Michol HaMalach standing on it and offering Karbonos. Rabbi Yisachar Nafach said that they saw the ashes of Yitzchak from the Akedah lying in that place. Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the entire area of the Beis HaMikdash they smelled Ketores, but in the area of the Mizbeach they smelled the Avarim from animals. Rabbi Bachana named Rabbi Yechanan said there were three Nevi'im who went up with Eretz Yisrael with them, Chagai Zecharia Malachi. One of which testified regarding the size of Mizbeach, one testified about the exact location, and one testified that the Karbonos may be offered even though the Beis HaMikdash was not yet built. A Braisa says, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov said, one of them testified regarding the size and location of Mizbeach, one testified that the Karbonos may be offered even though the Beis HaMikdash was not yet built, and one testified that the Torah should be written in Ashuris. Sakmar Vaita, Braisa says, the requirement for the Mizbeach to have a horn, a ramp, a base, and that they be square are all ma'akev, they're all essential. The measurement of its length, width, and height are not essential. How do we know that's essential? So Rav Huna said, the psukim regarding these requirements say ha-mizbeach, and whenever that word is used, it signifies it has to be essential, that's essential, it's ma'akev. Rekmar Apostle says, v'nosato oiso tachas karkov ha-mizbeach numato. A brisa says, is machlokes. Rebbe says the karkov is the kir. Rabbi Yosef, son of Rav Yehuda, says it's the ledge. Now, according to each view, whatever you hold that the pasuk refers to, it should be essential, because the pasuk uses the word ha-mizbeach, and for tomorrow, the karkov actually is essential, according to Rabbi Yosef, son of Yehuda, as he clearly says so in a braisa. The braisa says, what is the karkov? It's the area between the karanois ha-mizbeach, which is the amma wide space where the kahanim would walk on the mizbeach. How could the kahanim walk between the karanois would block them from passing the corner. Marissa, the braisa means that the karkov is the area between the karanois and an additional amma of space around where the kahanim would walk. The pasuk says that the copper lattice work on the side of mizbeach was below the karkov. This means that the karkov was something on the side of the mizbeach, not the top. Nachum Yitzchak said there were two karkovs, one on the side, which was like a decoration, and one on top to prevent the kahana from slipping on top of the mizbeach. Zok Meravaita, the rice that we quoted earlier said that the length, width, and height of the mizbeach are not ma'akev. Rav Mani said that's true as long as it's not smaller than the mizbeach of Moshe. How big was that? Rabbi Yosef said it was an amma. They laughed at him when Rabbi Yosef said that, because the pasuk said it was 5 by 5 amas. Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, you must be referring to the area of the fire itself. Rabbi Yosef said to him, you are a great man, and therefore you know what I meant. The others who laughed at me are B'nai Keturah. So Meravaita, Abaya Bar Huna, in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, said the pieces of wood made by Moshe for the mizbeach were 1 by 1 amma, and their thickness was the same as the level used to measure. Rabbi Yirmiyah said this is an amma measured using 5 tvachim instead of the usual 6 tvachim. Rabbi Yosef disagreed based on a pasuk. So Meravaita, Mishnah says that the ramp was on the south side of the mizbeach, and it was 32 amas long and 16 amas wider. Huna said, we learned this from the pasuk that refers to the north of the mizbeach as its thigh, al yerech mizbeach, which would mean that the face of the mizbeach was on the south. I maybe say that the face and the thigh were on the same side, both on the north. Rava said, the pasuk suggests that the mizbeach was like a person lying on his face, where the thighs are in one direction, the face is in the opposite direction. Abaye asked, maybe it refers to a person sitting up whose thighs and face are in the same direction. Rava said, the pasuk says, ravua, which means lying down. But this word is needed to teach that the mizbeach has to be square. Rava says, since it says ravua instead of meruba, it teaches both things. Sakmar Vaita Tana of a Braisa learns that the ramp was on the south side. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda learns from a pasuk that the ramp had to be put into place that when the kohen went up and then turned, he would be facing east. So it had to be on the south side. Then he got up and made a right turn, he was facing east. Maybe it was on the north. When he got up, he made a left turn and faced the east. Sakmar said that can't be, because Rabbi Yechezkel learned from a pasuk that the kohen should always turn to the right when doing the avoda. Sakmar Rabbi Shimon ben Yoisi ben Lukunya asked Rabbi Yoisi, did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai really say that there was a small gap between the ramp and the mizbeach? Rabbi Yoisi said, do you not hold that way? The pasuk compares the blood to the meat of the carbon, which teaches that just like the blood is offered on the mizbeach by throwing it, so too the meat has to be offered by throwing it from the ramp, which means that there has to be a space. He answered, I would agree that it has to be thrown, but it can be thrown onto the fire, stand next to the fire. Why does it have to be a space for it? Rabbi Yosi said, since he throws it onto the biggest part of the fire, it would be obvious that he has to throw it when he's standing there. Well, you couldn't place it on the raging fire. The Hekesh, therefore, is necessary to teach that it's thrown from the ramp and that there's a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Papa said that the Hekesh teaches that just like the blood is thrown through air space that is directly over the ground, the same is with the meat. Therefore, it has to be a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda said there were 2 small ramps that branched off of the main ramp. The Kohen would use these, one to get to the ledge, the soiviv, and want to get to the aside to the base. Each of them were like a hair's breadth away from the mizbeach, based on the pasuk that says soviv, which teaches that the mizbeach must have space all around. The Ravo said it's based on the pasuk of Ravua, in which they attached the mizbeach to them, the mizbeach would not be square. Mar says, if we only had Savil, we would think that it should be round. If we only had Ravua, we would think the rectangle is permitted as well. That's why we need both. A Mishnah says that the ramp and the Mizbeach together were 62 amas long. In fact, each was 32 amas long, so the total should be 64, not 62. Mar says, the ramp extended over the amma of the base and over the amma of the ledge, which therefore you take away 2 amas, it becomes 62. Rabbi Bar Chama said all the ramps of the Beis HaMikdash went out 3 amas horizontally for every amma that it rose vertically. This is all except for that of the Mizbeach, which extended horizontally 3.5 amas three and a half amas and 1 1/3 etzbois for each amma that it rose vertically.